IVM IVM
Stories, we've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of this and that. You wanna hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking, old Edwards all laugh.
Do you have those people in your school photos where you're like, I don't even remember this person's name anymore? Like, you remember their face and you're like, this guy was an asshole, but I don't remember his name.
Yep. Yeah. Or you have.
I meet them.
I remember what you used to call them. You know, like this.
I remember their nicknames,
I meet them, then I don't remember their names, so I introduce them to others.
Have you met my friend Nayantara? Nayantara, please introduce yourself to this gentleman.
So when we were in kindergarten also, they used to take photos like this one, like in Sacred Heart Boys School. And like all the boys would like pose normally. I was the only weird kid who every year would think of something different, okay? Yeah. I'm like, I have to stand out in the photos. Yeah. So one year, I'm standing like this. Okay, and all the boys are like this, I'm like this. One year I'm looking away. Like at 4 years old, I'm like, if I look away, I'll look cooler. Okay. So if people have like, you know, we play the game and family comes over, okay, find me. This is you. The most odd one is just like you. It's hilarious. Vartalab.
College mein na first year ka ek festival hota tha called Voyage.
Yeah.
Where all the first years would display their talents to the second, third, fourth. Very voyeuristic experience
it was. It's a new way of ragging essentially.
Yeah, it was like nach chameli, nach. No, but even some of the serious, there's a guy called Manav, they made him dance to Mera Chain when sab ujada every opportunity they got. So even though he was a fifth year student, for the third time or something, he still did Mera Chain when sab ujada.
He must have enjoyed it. Like sometimes people like showing off in college festivals. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's just like one of those things where like they're like, do your trademark thing and they're all like, yeah, I'll do my thing.
Yeah, it was like every family function or every Ganpati function in the building or every single office outside. Ye gaata hai na? Ye wala gaata hai, isse kaho na, ye gaega.
Yeah.
And is that one song only that they sing. Anyway, I had to introduce the guests.
We forgot about it, yeah.
With us are the founders of Misfits. We have Savinay and we have Nayantara. Hello, Savinay.
Hi.
Hi, Nayantara.
Hello.
Just now you know what they sound like. In case you get confused. Who is who.
So Misfits Incorporated is the full name.
Misfits Incorporation. That's why Misfits Inc.
Okay, like Monsters Inc.
Yeah.
Where did the name come from?
That he'll be able to answer.
As in, it just came up randomly, honestly speaking. I left this company I joined and worked for 5 years.
Yeah.
And many people were suggesting you should just start your company. I was like, no, not. I don't think so and all that shit. So one of my friend, who also happens to be our legal consultant and stuff like that, was just like, I'm registering a company.
Yeah.
You just tell me what you want to name it. I just remembered one show which I was used to watch when I was studying in UK called Misfits.
Hmm.
And it was a great show where basically they were like juvenile students but various different superpowers.
Yeah.
Individually still they were like useless kind of vibe. But when they come together they were like a unit. Yeah. And that was the idea. Misfits working in cooperation.
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect.
They only had 2 seasons of the show, na? They had like...
Yeah,
they couldn't fund it further.
Ah.
Yeah. It was low budget. Like, you could see the action.
It's a very rude thing to say, Vansi. Just told you that's what the company is based on.
I'm talking about a show. Like, the fact that it inspired him is great because BBC could have put more money and made it better because the show became famous despite the fact that they had no budget.
Ah.
So I was getting... That was getting
We used to watch on TV, basically.
I see the splash shit first and then I go to the good part. Have you known me enough? Like, there's no like point for improvement and then what makes you nice. Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. It's been a rough tour, man.
Fuck. We have been on tour essentially, and and
who better to understand the plight of an artist on tour than artist managers?
Because we're like constantly venting. We have no other outlet. Yeah. Essentially, just that. Because Akash and I have the same manager, Utkarsh, and I think he from both sides he gets it.
Yeah,
and doesn't like it that way.
And
like,
the worst is he's also an artist, right? Like he plays for Fox in the Garden. He plays for Pacifist.
Nice.
So he's also gigging. I am also gigging on the same day, and I don't know whether to text him or not. I'm like, nahin, ye bhi bichara zone mein ghus raha hai. Toh main isko bolu ki na bolu. The most he'll send back is a poopy emoji.
Yeah. For me, he tells poops only. He doesn't send me the emojis. Like, yeah, because your life is so shit, it makes sense.
Yeah. How did y'all meet?
We met doing work, actually.
Yeah.
Orange Juice is when we met. We were working on the show for Johnny Walker, The Journey.
Right.
Yeah. She also joined then. Yeah. We met each other. Then cut to, she was on our life. I was continuing with my life, but I left Orange Juice next year.
Yeah.
And then I was taking up consultancy projects. So we took a project and then we needed people. I thought of her. She joined.
Yeah.
And yeah, as in since then we've been just like working with each other somehow or the other. Then after OML been, also happened.
Yeah.
Just crossing roads at like every point. So when even after that first project where we worked together was OG Entertainment. And then and then after that, we were at OML. I left OML because I could not do it. And then after that, he was still at OML and I bounced a bunch of places. And then finally, the same day that he quit his job, surprisingly, I quit my job. And then he was like, okay, I want to do this. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what, let's just give it a shot. Let's do it. What the heck?
I remember meeting Savina just after this had gotten over. And when we were just figuring out Missy, we met in Khar Social.
Yeah.
And I remember, but like Savina always feels like somebody who has a plan. Like, I was very convinced with whatever his plan was. I didn't know the plan yet, but I was like, yes, ye toh karne layak hai. But I already had Utkarsh at that point, so it didn't go any further.
It's also because like it's like a weird twist of fate also because one of your first clients was Karunesh, right? And who was then managed by my manager, Nanak.
Yeah.
And it was Nanak's health issue that caused all of us to like kind of find new management.
Yeah.
So Karunesh went with
that's
you guys.
That's why even we started working with him because helped him with few international tours, not managing as such.
Yeah,
but then I think work was piling upon him. And
because Nanak had kind of planned this out for him and then couldn't do it. So at the same time, like Aditi and I were supposed to go to Philippines and the financial part of it was not discussed.
Right.
And then that show never happened.
Mm.
And I was like, I want to go to Philippines, dude, because they have like, even though it's an Islamic country, they have like way too much freedom for queer people. Like drag culture and everything is way, way much like accepted over there. So I was like, but then I got to go to Australia eventually. So it's like, cool.
That worked out very well, dude.
Yeah.
You went to Australia just before the pandemic.
Yeah, just like the hilarity of it was, I come back on March 2nd, I land back in Bombay, and March 5th, I go to my mom. I'm like, dekhu mami, tumhare liye kya kya laya hu? Like, all like Australia, so you get the goodies and everything.
Nice.
And then I'm sitting on the couch, like she's giving food and all. I'm like, wow, what? Like, because March is going to be like now the circuit comedy festival is coming.
Yeah.
And then there's more traveling and there's more touring, and I'm like fully geared up for
Did you go for Melbourne Comedy Festival?
No, Melbourne, ek month pehle, we had done a tour called Spiced Night, which was supposed to be four Asian queer comics touring five cities in Australia.
Nice.
One of its first kind, like, and Mardi Gras had kind of helped sponsor all of that. It was great. Wow. And I got to attend the Mardi Gras also, like 50,000 queer people on the streets of Sydney.
Full like the mice.
Yeah, dub, like, like beer bottles everywhere, like that. You have to be careful after some point.
That's what my eventual dance move is in any social situation.
Dude, like people taking out tops off and all, it was crazy. Men and women and everybody else.
Yeah.
And it was great. And then, I came back and like I'm sitting on the couch and I get the information that all the shows for the next month are just cancelled.
Everything is gone.
I'm like, mom, can I have some chocolates back? I'm going into lockdown mode. But it was nice. Like the fact that I think I look at the pandemic as a very important learning curve for all of us. I mean, like for several people, death loss happened. Like, families were ruined and everything. Of course, but we can't mull over it forever. At some point, what has been like the takeaway from this whole thing? For me, I think a writer comic surviving in this climate, somehow I made it through, man. Like, it's just like being the most like, if I can do this, then maybe life is not going to be that crazy after this, you know?
But it's very interesting to me because like it was tough for us as artists. How was it for y'all? Because I mean, you're down the chain of revenue from the artists, right? So like artists nahi kama rahe the. Tum log kaise kiya? Kya kiya tum log?
We figured somehow, as in honestly, it was tough for us on all levels, personal and professional. Personal had a loss in my family. My dad passed away. So then obviously we had to figure that, but then she was the backing support when we figured a lot of projects which were more on the licensing and creation side of things. Obviously first one was the Amazon special that we cracked for Karunesh. That helped us. And then there was Ankur Tiwari's MTV Sound Tripping and such few shows coming in. And then anyways, because we were so consumed in the live shows and bookings and touring and stuff like that, we couldn't focus on the hygiene part of things where musicians especially needed to do their IPR stuff and rights management and stuff like that. Again, with Rafael's help, basically that kind of guided us, and Ankur being a key part in the company and obviously helping us to set it up, he guided us how music supervision works. So we started working as music coordinators. Still we are doing it.
Yeah.
And that kind of gave us some headways into Netflix and Amazon in the music side of things, where we managed to play some good songs for all the independent talent.
Yeah.
Then we figured what are the gaps for all the independent talent? So we became a label also.
What are the gaps for independent? Let's get into that. As an independent talent.
I mean, we also figured that out like on a step-by-step basis where we realized, so outside of management, what are the things that they lack? So the one thing was like a career trajectory, which actually aligns with what they want to do is one thing. Yeah. Then we realize that, you know, publishing is a very important thing for them, where they need to look at like revenue sources outside of just live.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So we've started also like realizing that they eventually also have like a better time and they're more productive when they're in studio in comparison to when you let them be on the road. And that was the focus shift that we had when the pandemic hit, because we were like, okay, so now no live shows. Mm-hmm. But so how do we shift the focus? So luckily for us, like, Tejas is, you know, like privy to podcasting and, you know, making parodies and stuff like that. So he was focusing on that. Sanjita and Arifa got into acting and stuff like that. So outside of music, they started tapping into talents that they didn't necessarily focus on when, you know, it was just live and it was just touring. And it was like the only hustle before 2020 was, which venue can I get today?
ये बेचारा म्यूजिशियन लोग तो मेरे को बहुत तरस आता है. बेचारा जाते हैं और 6 घंटे पहले साउंड चेक करते हैं, बोलते दादा मॉनिटर नहीं आ रहा है, दादा मॉनिटर. फिर बेचारे पहुंचते हैं, शॉक लग जाता है गिटार से,
गिटार क्या गंदा लाइफ से यार,
कितना गंदा लाइफ बेचारे बच्चे लोग का.
स्पेशली फॉर लाइव एज इन द अमाउंट ऑफ वर्क दैट गोज बिहाइंड इट,
पुट अप अ लाइव शो. आई ऑलवेज एक्नॉलेज इट बिकॉज़ आई एम लाइक, डूड हम आ गए अपना गला लेके,
आई स्वेयर,
माइक पकड़ के जोक सुनाने, दे हैव टू लाइक गो. एंड लाइक माय फ्रेंड महेश, ही यूज्ड टू बी लाइक अ ड्रमर, राइट? सो आई वुड सी हिम गोइंग एवरीवेयर विद like an entire car and like having to load like his drum kit into everything, then unload it everywhere.
And you know,
and I'm
like,
see you at the gig, man. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, you finally you realize that as a drummer, especially you get to a point where you're like, okay, ab to kit to hoga, par ab main 17 cymbal ke saath travel karta hun for some reason. So that becomes no, but I, and you know, people keep asking me after the album, like, ki, oh, you don't want to tour this album? I'm like, tu pagal hai? Main kyun karega tour?
It's a great album.
Yeah, it's a sick album.
But it's, why would I tour this? It's so, listen. I hate life. Okay, I hate it. The comedy I do because it's the one time on stage where it's bearable. Okay, like I sing songs because I hate life. Abhi tum jaake sabke samne, nahin, it's too much. I can't do this. I have to take care of your voice every day. You can't you can't do the same things you do when you are doing. Nahin, nahin, you can't. I've seen my friends. They do the brrrr and all. They do exercises and all. Oh, I remember local train. Local train wala, that guy, he wanted to do, not the local train, the band local train.
Okay. I know.
Great props to local train. I don't know anyone who makes engineering student boys cry this much as local kid.
Pratik
Kumar. Like him and Obama.
Well, like, so the gig is going on and I'm on stage and they're after me. And this is one thing I don't get about musicians. Okay. Every time I there's a musician with me in a college fest, I'm like, I'll go first. Let me get it, like insane high level energy, like let me kill with a big joke, let me build them up and be like, let's fucking go. And then the band comes on and it's wow, right? And they never come on time. They never come. I'm like building it, give it up for Locatrain is not going to come. I know it's
first the bassist will come out.
And then they're like totally not kisi, are mera monitor piche reh gaya, kuch na kuch chal raha sabka. Second thing, they were doing vocal rehearsals backstage. I can hear it on stage.
Yeah.
मैं अगर gap ले रहा है ना बात करने में तो पीछे से ऐसा करके आ रहा है. It was so stressful.
Your surround sound system.
Very stressful as a gig. But yeah. I don't know why.
Dude, this time like I was in Bangalore and one of my opening acts was a guy called Dave. He's a queer musician and I vowed to like not give straight boys opening acts for my shows by default, because like it's either women, either comics with disabilities or queer comics. They generally like to give all comics stage time, right? Yeah. So like I chose to give musician. This guy's turned out at 5:30 to my venue, okay? 7 o'clock ka show hai. And he's there. And nobody else is there, okay? He's just in a turtleneck and a jacket. Poor guy sweating. He's hot. He's got a call a date also to the show. And I roll up at 6:40. I'm like, yeah, work set up nahi hua. He's like, nahi, nobody's here. I'm like, hey, Harman. Like, Harman is our producer and comic from...
At Yuck?
At Yuck Collective.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
So just to give you some context, it's above like a restaurant and it's just a room above a restaurant. Yeah. So it's nothing. There's nothing in that room. There's a amp and a mic and
a stage. Yeah.
And a
small
stage,
setup.
Yeah. And you set up the chairs yourself.
And the waiters will go by while the show is on. But if you're good enough, they don't care.
Yeah.
It's just like the opening of the doors is constant. They go and do that. So this guy, the musician is panicking because like...
And nobody, the staff speaks only to you.
Yeah.
Like forget giving you yes or no replies. If you'll be like, is this a venue? They will just stare at you and walk away from you slowly.
Yeah, and it's a vegan place to begin with. So, like, I don't belong there to begin with. And so now we're upstairs and this guy is just, like, panicking. He's like, what to do? I don't have... I'm like, why do you need anything right now? We'll have a mic set up and everything. Just sit down and do it. Do your thing, okay? But our producer turns up like 5 minutes before the show, as usual. And at this point, like in Bangalore, my phone has stopped working because it just conked off. Okay, so my phone gave up on me a night before. So I'm using a friend's spare phone for which I need a charger.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Harman, like let's set up over here. I'll start my show. And then let this guy go on. We record his bit and everything. And then I go on. And I'll be on for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So in the meanwhile, just buy a charging cord for me. Because I need to charge this iPhone. I have to go to Hyderabad immediately overnight bus karke. So he's like, cool. And in the middle of the show now, my show is going well and everything. I hear Harman sliding the door for the balcony, okay? And everybody just looks at him. I'm like, that's our comic opening act. He doesn't know how doors work. He's a Sardar. I just do the joke to move on from the fact that this is happening. And then I know that he's kept the charger over. I'm like, thank God for this guy, okay? And when I finish the show, he's not there. Harman is fucked off. He's like, some emergency happened. I'm gone. The charger is on the chair near your bag, okay? I'm like, cool, I don't even check. I put the charger in my bag, take my backpack, go out, have Empire ka roll and fuck off to the bus stop, okay? Get in the bus. I'm like, okay, let's charge my phone now. This guy has gotten a different charger and a different cord.
Wow.
Both Apple products, but both with different, like, it's my USB hai or it's my C type hai.
Arre
re. Ghusne wala to hai nahi. So I'm now going to a different state with like 40% battery. And I have to call my Airbnb guy the moment I reach Hyderabad. Yeah. So I have like, okay,
so
now.
So can't use your phone on the trip.
Can't use my phone on the flight mode, okay? And my dumbass had also booked a non-AC bus. I don't know what happened.
Great.
In my you know, like haste of booking the bus, I booked a non-AC bus, okay? Where there's a curtain, but it's not serving its purpose because on both sides, the wind is coming. Yeah. So curtain's just hitting my face and like, and everybody can see what I'm doing. And because I'm also changing clothes in the bus after the show, right? So I'm in my...
Yeah.
So I just felt like that entire evening was just like a nightmare, okay?
So that's one thing comedy teaches us, huh? We can change anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
I've changed in toilets where the shit has not been flushed in 6 months. Any place in the world I've changed.
Yeah, like, in the back of a Uber going from Baroda to Ahmedabad.
In Hiranandani Mall in Powai, every time I do square, I change in a...
that mall and that toilet. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
it's, the toilet is so bad when you walk up the first floor, you can smell. So people lift it so that it doesn't smell. For the first floor. It's
a residency program of a toilet. Yeah. You know, it's there. No one changes it. No one bothers with it. It's just like the most haunted. Like the alleyway is very long, okay, to get inside first of all.
Yeah.
And like there's multiple stalls. None of them are functioning, okay. All of them have become at some point like a nest of just like poop, okay. It's just like it's packed.
Like sometimes you will see little like things moving in the poop. Like, you know what I mean? Like there is like a creatures have taken home.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And it's like and the wash basin is just like a community wash. Basin, okay. Yeah. Like one tap will work in the beginning of it, then everybody washes their hands in the water that flows from that. It's just like it's disgusting.
And it's like the same with the urinal, right? Because it's like your pee will go to the drain when somebody up the slope pees and their pee pushes your pee down.
Yeah, so you get like an amalgamation of orange, yellow, green. Yeah, it's like nice.
I think that's a great point to take a very quick break. We're taking a very quick break. Where are y'all?
Welcome back to Vartha Lab, guys. Akash, no manners you have.
Sorry. Welcome back. I mean, I got distracted by our producer, who I'm annoyed at.
Who's promised samosas to us from 3 o'clock. We have been here
since right now.
It's 4:45, by the way.
Yeah.
And nary a samosa has reached our mouths. I just want to put it out there.
Where are y'all from? Did you grow up in Mumbai? Did you grow up outside of Mumbai?
Bombay. Born and brought up in Bombay.
Oh, around the same time we must have all grown up, no? At least, you're what, 30s?
I'm 86 born.
86 born?
Yeah.
You're my brother's age. You're how old are you?
94.
Ha! What a cute!
Thanks, yeah.
You're 1 year younger than me. So that works. Okay.
Like, originally from Borivali, she's from Colaba, and now we live in Bandra.
Yeah, we found middle ground.
Love in a hopeless place.
That's car. Bandra is still hopeful.
No, I think you're talking about Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz mein kaun rata hai? Koi nahi rata hai yaar. Wahan pe bas ek
so Santa Cruz is a dopeless place. Not hopeless. But yeah, dude, like it's been scary nowadays. Like a lot of cops on the streets. Just be careful is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're fully. Yeah, let it rain over me has happened.
Don't do anything illegal, boys and girls. And if you do it well.
Yeah. I was watching the Serpent document. No, movie actually. The series.
The one about
Charles O'Brien.
Charles
O'Brien. Bathroom is a pura panel tha where he would keep all the drugs waste to use on a tourist and all.
Oh,
and they never found it. Like the Bangkok police, the consulate people had to go and check their house and then before the tenants came in. That's when they found the drugs.
Yeah.
It's really cool because I was studying in Goa, doing my graduation there, where I was to live in Porvari. And there's a restaurant called Coquero, where they caught Charles O'Brien while reading a book. So they have a statue of him with handcuffs.
Oh, wow.
Sitting there.
Statue?
Yeah.
Like not even a photo. They're like
they made a statue of him on a table with handcuffs reading a book.
The thing is, with Charles Sobhraj, people are mesmerized with him. Like, to this day, like, the fact that he returned to Nepal at the end, like, he was done serving his sentence. He just came to, like, see if he still got that notoriety, if people still want attention based on his name. And just like an idiot got arrested. Dumbass.
But then he died in jail or what? Or he died outside of jail?
He had a heart attack in jail, I think.
Yeah, I think he died in jail too. Yeah.
What swag though? Mad swag.
Yeah.
Mad swag. I think anybody in history who has swag, people are like, ye iske piche apan kuch to laga sakte hain. Like, you know what I mean?
I get it because like, for the longest time, Ted Bundy tapes, right? Like that document is also like, and so many girls, like, my female friends are like, fuck, he's so hot. Like,
I know.
You get it. You know, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
You also think Ted Bundy is
no,
very hot?
I don't think so. I do have though a lot of friends and peers who are like, oh my God, Ted Bundy's so hot. Yeah. I'm like, bitch, he's psycho. He's fucking cut you in half.
But it's interesting that you bring this up because even when the whole 2611 happened, there were girls in my batch who were like, Kasab is damn cute.
Yeah.
Dude, so I was watching the John Wayne Gacy, the new thing that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who's John Wayne Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy is a clown who used to be a killer also.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But like, he was only killing like young boys.
Young gay boys. Like, he would lure them. And he was such a closeted homosexual that he would manifest his homophobia as a reason to kill people, right? So he was a Democrat National Party ka, like, full member. He was with the cops, like, he would help the cops out as a, you know, citizen, whatever, employee, whatever. And like, he was fully in cahoots with the people who were going to save him eventually, like, in a way. So like, nothing, no one's going to touch me if you're a young boys. So all these boys were like, again, runaways from their house looking for jobs. So he would give them construction jobs, and then next thing you know, he would like molest them, like drug them, tie them up, and then like, when they start digging bodies under his house, they find like, they're parallelly buried, dude. They're like, AQ per AQ per AQ per AQ. 33 bodies came out from under his basement.
Woo! Yeah.
And all the while, I'm like, that's horrible.
I mean, it's boys, it's less space also.
Yeah, but young boys also, no? Like,
yeah.
So then, and I'm like, horrible
shit.
I'm
an efficiency fan, guys.
I mean, the fact that he didn't get caught for the longest time, it was just like, you know, crawl space, like Walter White, he was burying money, he was burying humans, dude. And all
don't tell me Walter White. I've just started watching it.
You haven't seen Breaking Bad?
I saw 2 seasons and I got tired when I was a kid. I didn't have the patience. Okay. Now I have Netflix with 1.25x.
Nice. So we can watch it that also.
Do you do that? Everybody does that.
I just go 10 seconds age if I find something. Like, if it's like, you know, straight sex scene, not watching this.
Breaking Bad is the only show where I watch it on 1.25x and it's more bearable.
Doesn't like, it I'm sound just, weird?
All the Skylar scenes, I get it.
I'm
gonna be preachy today. but then at the end of the documentary, my point is that when John Wayne Gacy, like, you know, in a prime of his, like, you know, jail time era, he was very cute. Like, I like these, you know, uncle type daddies. And I was like, cute to her, you know. So I get it, but also I don't.
It's like
get
a
it.
Forbidden thing. No, yeah. No, it's in that forbidden fruit space, is it?
Yeah, like even with, like, for example, Ted Bundy, like one of his longest fans, would stick by him, like, even despite the fact that, like, everybody has, like, the girls, one side, the witness girls who are like, yeah, I've seen him, you know, at the beach or at this hostel or whatever, killing people. There are girls who are swooning over him, and then there's one girl who's holding his hand from behind, okay? And she's in love with him. And then they marry in jail also.
Yeah, he got married.
So, like, if that's possible, I don't think, like,
anyone can find love.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Oh. Who's your favorite artist to manage? Don't lie.
Tejas.
Yeah? Why Tejas over?
I just said Tejas.
Yeah, I don't have any favorite artists.
Liar.
So I can do a sales pitch if you want. Where our roster is so diversified.
Yeah.
The intention was that, like, you have singer songwriters and then you have producers.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
when you have singer songwriters, there are Hindi and Sanjita, who's multilingual.
Yeah.
Then there is Arifa and there is Tejas. So all of them come from a very different mindset altogether when they write songs. Then there are producers where, again, there's Sid Kuto, who's also a songwriter, but like, he's focusing more on producing right now. Then there's Aditya Ashok, who comes from a different space. Then there's Bradley Tellis, who's completely different space. And then there's Hash Pace. We recently started working with him, who's also in a different space. So I enjoy with all of them for their own sweet reason, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, dude. Yeah.
So
Hash Pace and I have a blast. Like, when I met him, I think at Veranda that night, same night we met.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. Whatever it was. Whatever. But अरे मैं तो आया था मेरे दोस्त को प्ले करते हुए देखने के लिए उसको बजाने कोई नहीं मिला एंड में बजाया उसने डायरेक्ट guess who played last
there was supposed to be a DJ last but then the PA went out I remember
yeah Clifford and Ranj I remember
yeah they blew out the PA though.
Anyway, long story short, Harshit looks at me and he's like bhai, and we had spoken once on Clubhouse, we know each other through Shashwat, so I said अरे
Harshad is Hashbase.
Hashbase, okay. Yeah. I can't call him Hashbase. It's very difficult. Sorry, bro. But I really, it's very like, you know, you're a grown man. I can't call you Hashbase.
But also, it's a reason, like, we use the base for most of the hash. So, I don't know how it's difficult.
So, and he's like, "Arey, bhai, main Mumbai aa gaya." And I'm like, "Arey, mat aa is Maya Nagri mein. Chale ja idhar se. Idhar jo bhi aata hai, idhar sakin ho jata hai. Ye wo." And he's like, "But bro, mujhe ek hafta hi hua. Chala, to ruk." Give it 6 months.
He's really enjoying it here because of the chaos. He finds some peace here because he's an early morning person also. Yeah. So, alag space.
But I want to ask quickly, like, the whole Bangalore music scene has changed.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah. But also, in terms of, like, now, like, venues having, like, certain embargoes, like, you know, yahan pe society hai, yahan pe wo hai, Indranagar mein, Koramangala mein, they're being
mixed. Oh, purane venue bandhu hai na, naye to chal rahe, gilis vilis to chal.
Yeah, so I want to ask you, like, do you all think that this whole, like, this whole people chipping in for their two cents on, like, how music venue should run because they live nearby, is that a factor that you all are worried about in the long run?
As in terms of residential,
that affecting the, like, the gigs, like, in the
is that rather, I think what he's trying to get at is it, has it been more annoying or less annoying with people living around venues trying to shut it down?
But honestly speaking, we are in the independent space. It's always been annoying for some reason or the other, and you've been finding solutions for it.
Yeah.
As in, residentials will always kind of complain because they don't get it. Yeah. They won't get it what we do. Never.
I don't always blame the residents either. Like, you know, you buy a house in a place and then, you know, like, you're now you're 80, cut two.
No, but even though they will start getting it, your cultural space will keep evolving, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll always keep going edgy and edgy for in their head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
Problem is old people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the guys who are young right now will get old, and that time they will start shitting on the things which are happening there.
Yeah. Then, I already felt like that sometimes. I don't know if you feel like, okay, tell me this, because you're my brother's age, right? Like, you must be at a point in life where you now listen to music and you're like, I don't get it.
As in, yeah, but like, it's all subjective.
Yeah, of course it's all subjective.
As a manager, you can't be like, no.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, so I was hanging out with Shashwati, he was playing some music by some band, and I was like, man, they're talking about things I don't know. You know,
but honestly
speaking,
there are many DJs who are doing all these college circuits and stuff like that, and I don't get their music.
Yeah.
At all. But they are getting the most shows. So that's how it is, I guess.
I think, but generally getting older and not wiser this time, it's just like a curse, I feel, because as a younger boy, I would consume films from all around the world. Like, I would like, give me Afghani films, give me Iranian films, give me, you know, Puerto Rican films. And I'd be like, I'll read subtitles, I'll do whatever, I'll understand. But now I just cannot. I'm going to go to sleep so fast.
But I think that's a comfort thing also, right? Yeah. Like, as you get older, you tend to put yourself in a comfort space that this is the only thing that brings me comfort. So I think I'll stick with this.
Yeah, essentially.
There's like a weird sense of fear that you're not sure if you even want to spend the time to try something.
Yeah.
Like, my partner and I, our whole deal is like, we do our entire day's work. I do gigs, he does his work and everything. And then eventually at around 10:30, 11, when the work's or day's work is done, showers done and everything, we sit down, watch a horror movie. But we by default like to consume horror or thrillers. And like, so far we have like Hotstar, Netflix, Prime, even fucking Epic or whatever other movie channels, Mubi, all of them have consumed the horror stuff, okay? And now the regional stuff starts where like it's all like different language and everything.
Yeah.
So now we're like bookmarking shit, but he's like, do you want to watch it? I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it. But he knows that he'll start it and within half an hour, I'll be fucking gone.
Yeah.
And then he has to finish the movie alone. Yeah. And he's not up for it because it's a horror movie eventually.
Yeah, obviously.
And then he's just like shaking me in the middle of the night. Can you please get up? Yeah. This is very scary, please. It's
I all in a relationship?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. Getting married this year.
Getting married at the end of the year.
Congratulations. Hey, congratulations.
We have more things common between us than we know.
Yeah.
I'm not getting married.
But I got engaged this year. I'm getting married. Nice. So it's like a whole, well, chalo.
No rights for me. But you guys go on. I have my blessings. You.
We have your blessings, you mean?
Both ways. I hope you'll have your blessings also on me so I eventually can marry.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously,
yeah,
already. You already have a blessing. No, if I could, I would marry you today.
In Bangalore, my friends were like, dude, is there no provision for you to marry? I'm like, there are fans who sometimes get very like attached to us, right? And they're like, there's no way. I'm like, no, legality wise, like, there's no like spousal benefits, no bank account. He can't visit me in the hospital, whatever. And they're like, in Kartena, we'll go to Nepal. Or even Pavitra was like, let's go to Nepal, we'll do a ceremony because Nepal makes legal.
Legal. Okay.
Because for the, when the trekkers would come to go to Everest, they were like, that's a great fucking money making business. Little gay couples will come, base camp pe shaadi karenge, chadenge, niche aajenge.
Okay.
Mountain pe.
Ye to sahi idea hai.
So that was the plan, ki we'll go to Nepal and get married. But again, India mein it is nullified. It's fucking stupid.
Oh, but, yeah, it is.
Yeah, but then we can hope.
Yeah.
But well, your,
I would say still get married, motherfucking. Go to the mountains and make a vacation out of it. You know, go paragliding.
Get a baby back like Bruno.
We know someone who made their own ritual. So obviously you can do that also, I think.
Yeah.
ये कोई independent music वाला लग रहा है.
Yeah.
है ना यही करते हैं ये लोग के पास time होता है ना काम नहीं होता उनके पास. You know, I always used to envy the music scene because I felt like the music scene was like this unachievable thing for me growing up. You know, then I got into comedy. I'm like, look, what dumb log hai. Because somehow music is allowed to be free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're okay with the idea that there's a band performing there and I haven't paid to see them and they're just background to me. Like, I don't know how you get over that as a person in the music business. Like, your whole, the product that you're trying to, I mean, obviously the product for you is the brand and the person. But whatever they're making in terms of songs is for 95% just background.
Yeah, as in, it also it depends where you're taking these shows for. Mm-hmm. So we obviously carefully take those where it depends if it's a pop cover set or your original music.
Yeah.
If it's a floating audience like you're saying, I don't think we'll ever perform original music there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So we prepare our sets to that.
Yeah, but we also have the thing of we have like certain mandates for artists who specifically require, like if most of the artists don't necessarily do covers, right?
Yeah.
So for those kind of artists, we have mandates in place that you're not, we don't want it to be a floating crowd. It needs to be a focused crowd, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's also in a way that we tend to find that minimalistic, just creating those guidelines really helps for people to understand the ethos also that you're coming here to consume this. You're not coming to just listen to it and move.
It does mean lesser shows and lesser
stuff. Of course it does. Of course. You can't go to Chandrapur. you can't perform that.
In Delhi only, like in house cast, I was doing like a 2-day show, right? Second day show, some of my friends had come to the show, they're like, let's hang out. And house cast is like fully, like people are just like constantly pimping their place. Like, you know, yahan pe aja. Then one guy convinced my friends, like, this is a nice like, live music and all. We're like, cool live music. And then like, we have two stories. One is like a techno DJ sound. So if you don't like the live music, go there and you can chill there also. We're like, cool. And I'm just like, I've just like performed for so long. I'm just like blank, okay? And I just go with them wherever they are going types. And they give us seat, like, because like there's 11 of us, they give us seat right next to the musicians, okay, who are just like, there's a guitarist and there's like those, whatever the table that is sit on, what do you call it?
Kahon.
I have no idea what you call it.
Kahon na pyar hai.
Haan, kahon. Kahon. Okay, cool. And they're playing it, dude. And then we realized that we just wanted to like unwind at this point because we had sat for a performance, which was mine. And now one more performance is taking a toll on us. Yeah. So it was, and I, as an artist, I would not feel like doing this to them because they are also like chemo people, music and everything. I just like, let's go out one by one. Okay, let's not all of them bounce because it'll look very awkward.
Was nobody else there?
There were like two more tables.
Oh no.
And like, again, there were boys and girls just interested in each other. Yeah. No one was giving them bow. So then we just like, one by one, like one of us like, and then and the waiter like, kya hoga sir? Kya hoga sir? Arre sir, kyun ja rahe ho sir?
Ek ek karke wo bhi.
Yeah, and screaming so over odd. The musicians, okay? They're like, yeah, ruk jao yaar. And all of that. And then we had to go to like a rooftop place. But I felt throughout the whole thing that we did not do them justice at some point. But also, fuck this dude. It's too loud and in our face.
Yeah.
So it's like, you get it. But also, where do you quantify this? I kind of feel like musicians do get a bad rap, essentially, because of the fact that, you know, we can take our phone out and do whatever we want because unko todi like lyrics ka kuch farak pad raha hai. But here we are like comics where like, ki phone andar rakh laude. And it's like, marunga dekho and all that. We are very like that.
I think that's why musicians envy comics right now.
Yeah, for sure. Because we can acknowledge ki tu, you're being an asshole, na? Like, just stop being an asshole right now. Time. Yeah. You guys have toured with artists, I'm sure. You must have worked on a couple of NH7s as well.
Yeah.
Right? And
as in one NH7 I officially worked. Hmm. And that's about it. When I was working at OML.
Yeah.
I was touring and tour managing Steve Vai that.
Oh,
nice. What a fucking legend, dude.
Yeah, dude. Was it fun hanging out with Steve Vai? Did you get to hang out with Steve Vai?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was not willing to pee whole road. So I got down, I started peeing on the farm. Then he asked me, is it good there? I'm like, yeah. So he came, peed next to me. So that was the bonding we had.
Nice, dude.
Because I've been telling him it'll take a while for us to get there.
Yeah.
And we stopped at a petrol pump. Again, he was like, no, you know, scary and stuff like that. Then while we were reaching the venue, just half an hour before, I was like, see, there is a traffic there. I'm getting down to pee. Come, you can come.
Yeah, yeah.
In the farm world, like in the evening.
How has, do you guys still, did you ever harbor ambitions that you want to do like a music festival in India? Do you guys still feel like that's something? I don't know, like I feel like.
I had those ambitions and we did it.
Right.
That's what happened with me, actually, honestly speaking. Like, honestly, initially it was like, I want to do live shows. I did it. Then it was about, I wanted to curate the whole festival lineup, end to end and all that. That also happened. And then I'm like, ab kya?
It's like that Seven Rings song.
Yeah.
You know, my lips are flossing. You know, you like my hair. Like, whatever, when Ariana's like, I like this, I got it. And so,
oh, it's that song. Yeah. I know that song.
Yeah.
I
like it. I want it.
Even at OML. Even at OML, that's what happened, actually. Like,
you liked it and you got it?
Yeah.
No. I wanted to be in the curation team and like basically program artist and, you know, because I was doing that when I was like in Orange Juice.
Right.
Importing talent, you can call it, or whatever, right? As in booking them and like sorting stuff here. And then I wanted to do that at the festival, but then the team was full or whatever. And then they were like, no, you fit in comedy. You should be in comedy and stuff. And I was like, I don't like, never.
Yeah.
And I had done comedy. I had done Gabriel Iglesias tour where I had booked it.
Oh, nice.
I had gone. I was one of the people who brought a cake.
He's still putting out videos from that gig, dude.
Yeah. The whole bit.
The Fanta one, yeah.
Yeah.
And Tanmay was opening and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we used to do this thing called the Comic Nomads. The concept where the first time comics will go on a tour outside Bombay.
Yeah.
We touched Bangalore and Pune.
Okay.
And then Aman Agarwal being Aman Agarwal.
The legendary Aman Agarwal.
So shit went down. And then we as producers, we had to stop it because we were already down with certain investments, right? And then we got to know he's not paying the artist also, and you know, all that started happening.
For listeners who don't know Aman Agarwal, it's quick context. He's the guy who was responsible for the downfall of Canvas Laugh Club.
And for the creation.
And for the creation of Canvas Laugh Club. And like the eventual downfall. And
if you ever saw those old videos, that that guy made somebody else bankroll. That venue.
But the good part is that I met Tom there. He was brilliant.
What a great guy.
Yeah.
Tom Koss. Wow. Wherever you are, I miss you.
He's in Dubai.
He's doing sound there. No, he's doing proper.
He's working for some huge event company, doing like large techs and stuff.
And that's the thing. Like, I was so mesmerized by comedy before I got into it. Like, I would work at Book My Show, right? So I would like be listing these events for like Blue Frog or like, you know, Canvas and all. And then like, I think Rahul Lalchandani, who used to intern at Canvas, had started like the Green Room Butler series, where they would offer a back access, like what's in the Green Room. So you'd see Anwar Pal, you would see Tanmay, you would see Kamba, you see all the people in their natural element, like being comics. And I'm like, I want to be a part of this fucking whatever. I regret that sooner. But the whole point of it was like Canvas was like that little hub you wanted to be a part of. And that's the thing, right? Like when The Earth Data, I performed over there and then I was not getting paid for my gigs. I just felt like, what is this dream, dude? Like, why did I achieve this and also not achieve anything at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Like my mom is like, you go perform five days at Lower Parel, because I used to live in Bayandar. You guys realize like how far that is.
Yeah.
Lower Parel to Bayandar.
From Borivali.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not a joke, dude. It's not every a fucking day. Joke. And then my mom was like, you come tired, you do daytime work, you go and do this, and then you come home and then they're still not paying you.
Yeah.
What is the reason? And that's the reason that I lost my shit, okay? Because my father sat in front of me and was like, what's your plan? I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to tweet this. So I started like a series of tweets. I'm like, for the past 2 years, Canvas Love Club has not paid me in multiple comics. And that created like an avalanche effect, because like now publications were calling me saying, ki, is this true? And I'm like, yeah, it's true. The biggest club in the country is not paying comics.
Yeah.
Then Dudeja, Akash, they all chipped in.
Yeah.
And I think in a way that kind of led to the fucking fact that this guy was exposed in the long run, because a lot of comics had gone through this.
We also kept going because of Tom. Because he was very passionate in setting it up and he kept pushing it.
But
he was
curating.
They say wo bola ki, he is also getting fucked over.
Yeah.
And then we were like, thoda
I think it's like this industry is every industry, right? Whether it's music or this or that or whatever, it's full of these stories, right? Like of these promoters who just suffer, like who themselves fuck it up for themselves, who will keep coming back again and again. They'll never quite go away, never quite make it. Sudeep is one of those resilient guys.
Yeah.
It's never popped for Sudeep. But I know ki, like, give it a few years, I'll see Sudeep opening another venue in Mumbai again.
And a killer venue also. Like, both Hive and Cuckoo Club, by default, have notoriety for being, like, again...
Great venues.
Secondary nucleus, for example, because if people couldn't do Canvas, they were at Hive always, by default, right?
Yeah.
And only problem, of course, being, like, managing these venues is a lot of money. And it takes a toll. And Sudeep, poor guy, dude, like, I got to go... 2020 January, I got to go to Kochi venue, because you open Hive and Cuckoo Club there also.
Yeah.
Great venues again, and Kochi needs like culture, because like a lot of comedy doesn't happen there.
Mm.
And it's a tropical paradise, it's beautiful, it's great. I had a great time, and then in February, March again, he had to shut the venue down.
Yeah.
Newly opened venue, man.
Yeah.
And people don't understand the overhead you have to go through just to get sure that you can fund a venue, let alone like then making sales on the tickets afterwards.
Yeah.
So obviously like my heart... Because I've worked with Sudeep. Both Akash and I have worked as producers with Sudeep also.
Yeah.
So we know exactly how difficult it is to get that together, you know?
Yeah. Do you think it helps to have artists that have worked on the other end of the thing?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been working on some things here and there now, where I interact with other people who are quote-unquote creators or actors or whatever, influencers. Mm-hmm. And they've never worked behind the camera. Like, they have no idea what it's like to be the guy in production waiting for them to come out of the fucking van on time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I feel that's a drawback.
Yeah, right? Like, I feel like it's a
It limits your skills.
Yeah. I mean, is this something with musicians as well? Do you feel like musicians need to be... I mean, okay, there's one end is obviously... the opposite end, which is, you know, be on the in the control room as opposed to in the studio. But yeah, like other shit also definitely you must see it impact them, right?
Yeah, and there are very few who are managing to do that, like switch off and be neutral, you know. Otherwise, see, for example, when it comes to licensing music, right?
Yeah.
If you put a musician as a supervisor, the first thing comes in their head is to sell their own music. But that's not the, that shouldn't be the case. So again, like Ankur does that very beautiful where... he's like a supervisor. He switches off and is neutral and goes for the sound.
Color Capital Records, he was doing that only. Where like other musicians come on board, and here I'm helping you guys and not myself. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's so
you won't
thing.
Find his own sound. All, you know what I mean? Like he's open to understanding what the vision is.
Yeah. Like that's how I feel with Lasun also. Like, I mean, in terms of managing all the comics that we manage, I'm just there to kind of be like, hey, tu kar.
Yeah.
That's the most you can do also, right? As a manager, like you can't really make somebody do something. That's the one thing I realized. Like when we initially signed people, some of the people that we don't have on the roster anymore, it was always like, oh, we'll motivate this person. You can't motivate somebody into becoming a thing. Like the most you can do is like pick them up on the day that they're down and be like, no, we have to keep
you
at
can't,
this.
But you should put them in the same room as like someone you know might know enable something from there.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very important lesson in humility also, as you said, like, you know, on sets and everything. Like, I'm immediately bonding with, like, the spot dada, the crew behind the makeup people, they love me. Because I'm just like, these are my guys and they're way
and
less
bougie. Most interesting crew also.
Exactly.
And they'll always, like, know if they have, like, ki sir, aapke liye extra rabdi rakram lungne. They always, like, do a favor for you. They're like, keep extra sweet for you. You do your thing, we'll be there for you.
Yeah.
And anything, like, dude, there are people who have come and, like, put stuff in my hand, which, you know.
Similarly, like,
are
whenever
you
all natural. Yeah.
Whenever I go to Dubai, I can never hang out with the locals. I can either hang out with the recent immigrants or the staff.
Yeah.
Right? The people who grew up in Dubai, I cannot understand them. They are all shoshad. Like it's Delhi ka sort of
paisa.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Even comedy shows in Dubai, as in they'll just
they're the worst.
Yeah. They'll be like mera birthday aaj, birthday ka gaana gaaj types, you know?
Yeah, birthday wish to. And then if you say I'll say happy birthday and then I'll be like, by the way, death is coming, like, you know, as a joke. And then they'll get upset, like, why you reminded me of death on my birthday and all. You know, my grandfather once died and all. And I'll be like, arre, but it's bound to happen, dude.
And then again, when you will be like table book kya hua, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's it like working together when it's a couple? Like, does it, do you have, I feel like you're people who very rarely have personal fights with each other.
No. So, I mean, we've got like a very drastic, not drastic, but like a very, you know, like we just make it a point that from 11 in the morning to 7 p.m. in the evening, we're colleagues. Obviously, in case we need one another on a personal, in a personal capacity, we are.
It's all casual, but then that focus is there, which comes from her also. Like, you know, so it's
like it has to be focused. We try to keep conversations purely professional.
Yeah.
And then obviously at the end of the night, when we're done with work, we'll both sit down together, catch up on how our day was.
Yeah.
On some vegan stuff.
On some vegan stuff.
So here's my question. Now,
apples and oranges.
Do you guys have names for each other? Like cute names for each other that you call each other?
I have this habit of calling everyone by full name. And nobody calls her by full name.
Yeah, nobody calls me
that's
by my full name.
That's my mom's thing also. She's like, my father. She'll be like, William Narona, come here and take your phone. My father's like, oh, shit.
No, so... I mean, he calls me Nayantara, but like people shorten my name because Sony, Tara, Nayan, NT, like sometimes it's just no. So I'm not used to it. Like I'm just like, then my anxiety will kick in and I'm like, are you upset with me? You call me my full name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you're used to your parents using your full name. Like otherwise,
Man.
She calls me Savvy, but like no one can take my name properly. They
don't
remember.
People call him Sanvijay.
Oh man, I'm still called Akshay, yaar. To chalta hai. But I would have called you Bubs only.
Like Samuel.
मैं तो अगर इतना लंबा नाम है तो मैं Bubs बोल देगा सबको.
Yeah.
But like so, you know, because my thing is, if I'm occasionally I'm working with my fiance on some things professionally as well.
Yeah.
But my problem is I call her Chiku and all, dude. Like I call her Babu and all, and then I fucking I'll be professional and I'll be like, yeah, but I think Babu this. And I'm like,
But that you can do that. I mean, if you're like one-on-one in a room, right? But if you're sitting in on a meeting or you're talking with people who are outside,
but the time my partner will Abhi will be like babe and I'm like I'm not a big
I'm either babe
like haan sab jagah babe like but like you know because I use Abhi only for him everywhere as a cute form also because and then Abhishek is when again as I'm mad at him and like oh full name came out but we're writing like a movie now together like and I'm writing for him and he's directing it that's the idea right and like he has two cents always because like and at home when I'm writing he's like he'll be like hovering behind me like oh this you're writing oh, this is how you're writing this scene, what? And I'm like, can you not do this? Because this will like, there'll
come,
be blood. Okay,
come
there'll
to
be
my
blood.
House and write.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, if this is the line we're drawing, then no, the movie's not happening. So it's just that we are learning also on the same time. But like, I think for me, there's no bigger feedback, you know, like a great feedback receptor, so to say, because like, he's always there, and I'm always bouncing jokes off him.
Yes.
Like, just today, I did a joke. I won't do this on the podcast. I'll tell her afterwards. It's a very funny joke. But he was like he's like heard the joke because like so much of like being around a comedian is like laughing for everything. So at one point, it become blank.
This, yeah, you stop laughing at things.
So even if I've said the funniest joke, like the Princess Diana thing that became like, recently, went, like you know, like I think Salman Khan is the inverse of Princess Diana because she did charity before she died, and then you know,
she had charity before the car crash.
Yeah. So he was the first bouncing board for that joke, right? He's like, yeah, it's good. I'm like, do you know how well this works on stage? So that's become like a more of like, you know, even if we are impressed, like, you know, he started an entire Kickstarter program today, right?
Yeah, it's a song.
For his movie. And I'm like, this is amazing because he's doing so much. And while he expects me to be like, wow, you know, it's like amazing. I'm like, congratulations, you know, you're doing great.
Yeah. Now and next step.
Now next step, you know, because we can't be like, tune teer maar liya. You have to be like, let's do better than this all the time, you know. Yeah, so it's all of that.
Such an amazing feeling, right? Like,
yeah.
Like sometimes, no, I read these old stories, you know, कि ये म्यूजिशियन इधर गया था गिग करने तो उसको ये राइटर मिल गया तो वो लोग ने बात किया ना I'm like thinking like oh fuck ये लोग मिले थे ये लोग साथ में सुट्टा मार के बात किए रहेंगे bro कि oh fuck हाँ रे चंडीगढ़ का crowd fuck all whatever like whatever they talked about there and now I realize we're the ones who are doing it in some weird level like isn't this the same thing
I remember once Kamakshi and I met at Geek Fruit का party where they had like this Halloween party and everybody was getting sloshed And at some point, Kamakshi and I are on stage doing like Beyonce Crazy in Love Pit Dance, okay? We're just like doing and she's following my lead and everything. And it was like one of those things that video she put on her Instagram. And I would go back, I'd bookmark it because I'm like, this is like a happy place for me, you know? This is where I'm like fully like Beyonce's coming out of my body, whatever. And I would go there and like after a year when she started becoming famous, she removed the video.
Oh.
And I get it for like, you know, authenticity of your, you know, whatever, your Instagram feed needs to look nice and your work and everything. I just wish she had kept the video.
You can ask her, maybe she has it in her...
It might be like, you know, I think Karun K, the musician, he had...
Karun Kannampilli.
He had taken the video. So he might also have it.
Karun what?
Kannampilli. He's a drummer.
Karun K.
Okay. I don't know.
He also works with Tejas and Dinkar mostly.
My biggest obstacle to get into the Indian indie music scene has been my anxiety because gigs are always in places and there are always people... And it's very difficult to be in a place full of people and experience something and have a good time. Like I remember the last few gigs that I've been to, and this is when I was much younger. I used to end up drinking too much. I would be like, let's get so sloshed that you... And then that was very awkward for the musician after the show. I would hang around and hug Tajdar Junaid for no reason. And be like, you improved the relationship between my father and I. Thank you, Tajdar.
That's why rehearsals, right? As in if you do your rehearsals, maybe you're come prepared. Especially for Arifa and all, she also has like social anxiety and she takes her time to brew
a
song.
But it's very different when it's a performance, yeah. I can do it if I'm performing. I can't go to watch.
It's quite frightening.
The watching is the hard part, I'm not performing music, bro.
As in, the console is the best place.
Console is the best spot.
Yeah, we need to make more sound engineer friends.
No need. Just stand
in front of the console, yeah. It's,
just be like,
sound
hi,
is
how perfect.
Sound is also the best.
Above the habitat, that's my place to go because I know all the people over there. Yash and all. I'll go in that corner and be like, ki tu mujhe sahara de de because there's too much like throbbing happening.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right? Like comics, we're so used to like being on the other side that if you put over here, we're like, what do you do with hands?
Yeah, what do you do with your hands?
How do you interact with people? And then you're always worried about saying things to people, you know? Like even basic words become very difficult. Like, is this sentence okay? Am I allowed to say this sentence this way?
Yeah. In a smoking room, one guy is like, hey, you're that comic. And I'm like, yeah, I'm that comic. I'm like, yeah, I'm that fucking person. I'm just like sardonic for no reason.
For me, if I've forgotten the name, I have no one to introduce to.
Yeah.
Around me.
You should take their phone number and be like, how do you spell your name?
That's all of these are my techniques. You're using all my techniques, guys.
Yeah, and certain venues, like certain venues, you know exactly which venue. There's a side room which becomes a vegan space, as we all know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where everybody's just like blowing it up. And if especially if it's rappers, like I'm just there for the passive high.
There's
room.
All the almond milk, it has fumes.
Very, very bad for you, yeah.
It clears your sinus but fucks your system.
Don't do vegan shit, guys.
Don't no nut November, boys.
No soy.
There should be like every Monday should be alliteration, right? Like no oats October, no nut November, no dick December. Should I just have like for every season, you know?
As long as alliterations are there, kids will do it.
Yeah, no jerking of January. sorry.
That's no nut November.
It should
anyway.
Be, yeah, but
it
like
should
in a different
be jerk.
Way.
No, it should be jerk of January. Na?
Exactly what oat is. Oatmeal is like a semen ka. Like it's a common joke.
Oh,
right?
It is.
Yeah,
I've never eaten semen that crunchy. or at all for that matter.
Natasha Leggero roast joke, right? Where like she reads who's on the taxi driver, Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
He's on the stage and he's like, "Isn't your semen at this point only oatmeal?" You know, that's one of the roast. Then it's kind of stuck around with me.
I would prefer poha, but sure.
Poha then is very dry.
Abey, kabi kabi mere ko diarrhea hota na, to dahi mein poha dal ke khata khaya. Tum log kabi? It's very good. Very. Yeah, it's very fibrous. It slows down. It's either that or McDonald's. Both will shut your system down and not let you diarrhea. On that note, I think that's
shut the system down.
As the old ABBA song goes, diarrhea. Here we go again.
How can I stop you?
Yeah, but thank you so much, Samina. Thank you so much, Dayanta.
Thank you for having us.
I hope this was as casual as we promised it would be.
It was fun. It was fun, actually.
Yeah, because y'all seem so much more anxious than you seem now. I mean, I see.
We were when we began, of course. Like,
we were just wondering, like,
what do we say to these people? What do people want to know?
We are your friends, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Bunkers.
Actually, it's like this. It's been a while that in the afternoon we had fun.
That's what I'm trying to say. You know, and totally vegan fun without any almond milk.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting fun way to do things.
Yeah, it actually is. Thank you.
Yeah, but hey, thank you for listening. If you've been listening to this, we'll be back next week with another episode with myself, Akash, and this gentleman here.
It's called Naveen Narona.
Boom. You can follow everybody on this podcast on the social media. In fact, you should, because that's the least you can do nowadays. It's like, you can always send us 5,000 rupees, but follow is equally important.
Almost,
right? Yeah. You can follow Misfits Inc. At the rate Misfits Inc.
Yeah.
It's misfits-inc.com
or at Misfits Inc.
Yes. Boom. Naveen is House of Noronha.
And Akash is Kuch Bhi Mehta and sometimes not Kuch Bhi Mehta.
And all of this is on IVM Podcast. That's at the rate IVM Podcasts.
And
all of these are actually on this platform called Instagram, which is at the rate Instagram.
Yeah.
And
owned by Meta, actually.
Which is at the rate. Oh, fuck this. Okay. You know the drill. Thank you. Find this podcast wherever. Send it to your friends.
Good night.
Bye.